8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I remember having this dream. It was like a bedroom. It was either a couch or a bed here, and I was sitting on it, and there was a door over on that side of the wall, but there was no door on it. There was a doorway. And on that other side of the wall was darkness. Now, let me tell you something. We talk about darkness, but this darkness was horrifying. I never went into it. I could see it from a distance, but the way it made me feel, the fear, it was like a demonic realm. I could hear things going on back in there, but it was darkness. Remember when God sent darkness on Egypt? It was one of the plagues. Think about it a moment. We see darkness as just night. No, that's one, just one of the darkness. The spiritual darkness. When God sent darkness on Egypt, nobody moved from where they were for 3 days. You know why? It was so dark. They couldn't see their hand in front of their face. Thick darkness. Thick darkness. I saw that, and it was a horrifying fear. It was just panic, and it was like God just let me get a glimpse of it, but it was horrifying. Yeah, I've been in darkness before. You've been in darkness before where you have to let your eyes adjust and all. It wasn't that. That's night. We're talking about spiritual darkness. Kings have authority. We have power to act, the right to enforce the word of God in the face of darkness, in the face of a corrupt evil system. As a king in your domain, you have the rights authorized by God to judge, to determine, to administrate, and even to command. To judge, determine, administrate, and command. You have authority. There are three types of authority given to the church. The first type is dominion over the earth. We read that in Genesis 1, 26 and 27. God gave man a mandate. The second type is dominion in the spirit realm. Luke 10, 19 says, God says, behold, I give unto you power, authority, to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Now, serpents and scorpions don't mean much to us today because, you know, you see a snake, most people ain't going to try to step on it. They're going to run from it. Because they're scared of snakes, especially if it's a poison snake or a big snake. But when he talks about serpents and scorpions, he's talking about the demonic realm, that realm of darkness. Behold, I give you power to tread upon them. In other words, they are under your feet as a king. In Genesis 3:15, the woman was told that the serpent would bruise her seed's heel, but that with his heel, he would bruise his head. And I was talking about Christ, and that the devil would be given the right to bruise his heel, to crucify him. But with the bruising, he would bruise the serpent's head. He would destroy the. How many know to kill a snake, you got to kill it. You got to get the head. I ran over a snake on purpose one time with a lawnmower. I saw him in there. He was trying to get away, and he got caught up in that blade, and half of him went one way. But the part with the head on it kept going. It didn't get the head. But when you get the head, you stop. Even naturally, you know, you can be injured in your body, but, you know, your head is still intact. Broke your arm, but you're still alive. Right? So he said, I give you power to tread. That's your feet upon the serpents and the scorpions, the principalities and powers, these dominions, these thrones, these illegals that are set up in places of dominion. I give you power to tread upon them. We are mandated to tread upon them. We have authority to address, to confront. Hello, as kingdom citizens, as kings, to expand God's kingdom, when you see things out of order, you are authorized, you are mandated to bring things into order without getting into the flesh, but dealing with things in the spirit realm. Number two, we have dominion in the spirit realm. Number three, we have the right to enforce God's word in our own personal life. Do you know, as a king, you are given the right to act on behalf of Jesus? I said, do you know, as a king, you are given the right to act on behalf of Jesus? He said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Behold, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Amen? Number five, kings govern. Kings are called to govern. Govern means to administrate the authority that you have been given to reign as a king. Administer the authority you've been given to reign, to rule as a king. You have the authority to administrate. You're a governor. Let me get a little detailed here just for a moment. You know, the kingdom of God, the government of God, has a constitution. We get all of our types and patterns from that type and pattern. But the government of God has a constitution. A constitution is a set of guidelines. Amen. It's guidelines that define. A constitution is a set of guidelines that define the rights of its members. A constitution is a set of guidelines that define the rights of its membership. God's constitution is the word. That's what defines our rights. We govern ourselves and our domain by the word of God. If it's not lining up with the word of God, you as a king, you have authority. You have a constitution. You have rights. Can you hear me? As a king, you have a constitution. You have rights. Stop settling. Poverty, lack, if not entities themselves, they are a result of evil spirits. So therefore, you have authority to deal with that, to overcome that, to bring that into subjection under your feet, to bruise the head of that serpent, to break the power of lack and insufficiency. Hello? To break the power of sickness and disease. To break the power of oppression. As a king, you have that authority. And it's up to you to exercise that authority and govern as a king. Now, you cannot govern unless you are submitted to the rules of the Constitution. Now, if you're living carnal, trying to take authority over the devil, you're like a son of Sceva, and he has no respect for you. They don't have to obey you because you are in the flesh. But when you are walking after the Spirit and living in the Spirit, then you have a right to enforce the Constitution. And the enemy will respect you. He will honor you. He will submit and subject himself to you. As you walk in that authority, tell somebody, kings govern. Kings govern. We cannot govern again unless we are submitted to the rules and principles established in the Constitution or in the Word of God. Then you rule. All right? Now, let me give you this last one. Kings are called to judge and decree. To judge doesn't mean that you're judging people. It says, judge not. That's a different type of judging. That means condemning. Judge not that you be not judged. Don't condemn lest you be condemned. But when we talk about judging, kings make decisions. In other words, judgments. You have to make decisions about things. You have to make judgments. Kings make judgments and decrees. Not to decide is to decide. Judgments, when you make judgments, judgments will lead to decrees. Now, kings need to have good judgment. Good judgment will cause you to walk in discernment. When you walk in discernment, then you know what's going on in your domain. And you're able to make decisions and judgments based upon that. But kings need good judgment. They need discernment. Amen? Kings make decrees. Give me real quick Proverbs chapter 16, verse 10. And then Proverbs 20, verse 26. Kings who have good judgment walk in discernment and know what is going on in their domain of influence. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresses not in judgment. We need discernment. And as we walk in the Spirit, God will give us discernment to make judgments and decrees. Stop settling. Stop just letting anything go. Well, if it be the will of God. No, make some judgments. Have some discernment. Make some decrees and say, no, I'm not settling for that. No, that is not the will of God for my life. Amen. Know what the Constitution says. And then don't settle for less. Don't lower your spiritual standard. You understand what I mean? We have compassion on everybody, but when it comes to your own personal life, stop settling. Amen. You're settling. Stop settling for stuff that's not God. Amen. That's not God, but yet you settle for it. Better than nothing. No, it's not. Better to have nothing. I'd rather have nothing than have something that's not of God. Because if you wait, what's of God will come. Proverbs 20, verse 26. A wise king scatters the wicked and brings the weal over them. A wise king will scatter the wicked through judgments and decrees. He has a way of scattering the work of the enemy, not compromising with it, not just accepting it. Now, again, fight does not mean angry, because you get angry, Lincoln, anger and all of that. It takes a lot of energy, especially if you try to stay angry. That's why the word says, be angry, but sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. In other words, in the course of a day, don't stay wrathful. Get rid of that. Anger rests in the bosom of a fool. You know, anger will hurt your body. Amen. Over a prolonged period of time, you're just angry. It'll cause you to get resentful, bitter, and then your organs in your body, all the stuff in your body start acting up, because that's not who you are. That's something foreign in your body. Anger in your bosom, it rests in the bosom of what the Bible calls a foolish person. Just angry. And you know, you see a lot of people in the world today like that. They're just angry, frustrated, just ready to go off at the drop of a hat. They're just carrying it with them. Not so with a king. As a matter of fact, we don't even rule. We don't even fight out of anger. Amen. Fight means to stay the course in the face of opposition. That's how Jesus could say on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He still loved them and loved his own till the end. Even when they denied him and fell short and messed up on him. You know, I know it vexed him, but yet he still loved him. God's got his work cut out, don't he? To work on us, to perfect those things that concern us. We are called to be kings. Kings judge and decree. I want you, as I close right here, I want you to purpose to decide today to begin acting, and not only acting, but being.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.